You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, saith the Lord God, you shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There is the best statement of the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. New Testament way of saying the same truth. The most explicit statement of the law of sin and death. And only the blood of the Lamb of God prophesied by Abraham to be the propitiation can save anybody from this law of sin and death. Death of the soul. Don't fear man who can kill your body. And after that, that's all he can do. Don't you fear man. But I tell you, you better fear God, because he is the one who, after he kills you, has the power to cast your soul into hell. Don't worry about the first death. It's the second death you don't want to have any part of. And only the blood of the Lamb of God prophesied by Abraham as the propitiation can save anybody from the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But, it's important. But if a man be just, and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, and hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God. If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains, and hath defiled his neighbor's wife, and hath oppressed the poor and needy, and hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, and hath committed abomination, hath given forth upon usury, and hath taken increase, Shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins which he hath done, and considereth, and doeth not such like, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath clothed and covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from the poor, that hath not received usury nor increase, hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed and spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet ye say, why? Doth not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes, and hath done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Now listen. Once saved, always saved. You'd like to believe it, but it crashes and it burns here. Listen. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doth according to all the abomination that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? God asks us this question. We better know the right answer to it. But when the righteous, somebody got saved, even began to live as though they were saved, they were righteous. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, can he do it? Certainly he can. It's not even a matter of if. God says, but when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? God asks the question. We better know this answer. We better not listen to the liars that lie for hire and tell us what we want to hear. We better hear what God says here. God's going to give us the answer, and you better know this answer. And once saved, always saved is going to put more used to be or once upon a time Christians in hell than any other doctrine of devils. No other doctrine of devils will put as many people in hell as the once saved, always saved doctrine of devils that gets nuked right here. Ezekiel 18:24. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. God said so, and it doesn't make any difference what Charles Stanley or Benny Hinn or Kenneth Copeland or any of the other liars for hire says. God said so. And we better know so, child of God. Now, I believe in eternal security. I believe in predestination. God knows the choices that every one of us are going to make, but God insists that we be free to exercise our freedom to will and to choose. We don't know the choices we make until we make them. Now, in all that, which should scare the hell out of us, remember this. I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. But never get complacent, child of God. Understand the invitation that God gives to his people in this season of Passover to get the leaven out, to receive his grace, which is evidenced in repentance and a life that manifests more righteousness, less sinning than it did before it received and found the grace of God, which is only evidenced in repentance. The kindness of God is meant to lead thee to repentance. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? A lot of people teach that. But here's what God says. God says, all his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them he shall die. Yet ye say the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them for his iniquity that he had done, shall he die. God said so. Charles Stanley's a liar. And will send thousands of souls to hell with his lie. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. God wants to forgive. But if forgiveness is going to happen, it takes two parties. God is willing to forgive. He wants us to receive his grace. But we have to admit we need his forgiveness. And that's where the rub comes in. We are so vain. When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them for his iniquity that he hath done, shall he die. God said so. Anybody says otherwise, a liar. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. God said so. Be encouraged. Get this Passover right. Discern the Lord's body. That means Jim discerning Jim's, Sharon discerned Sharon's, Keith discerned Keith's, Tom discerned Tommy's, and Betty discerned Betty's. Again, when the wicked turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. God said so. And in all of this, we're talking about the second death. The soul, the death of the soul. The second death. When the soul is cast into hell. We're not talking about the first death. Now, some of us might even escape the first death. I don't know. I think there's a possibility for us. It's never existed for any generations that's ever lived before in history. But don't fear the first death. It's the second death you don't want to have any part of, the death of the soul. Don't fear the death of your body. Again, when the wicked turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. God said so. Because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. God said so. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways. You see how important the commandments of God are. If you love me, what? Keep my commandments. God's going to judge us all with righteous judgment, in truth and holiness. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. But why will you die, O house of Israel? Oh, the mercy of God. Can you see the heart of God? He is a holy God, but a heart which longs to forgive. Cast away from you all your transgressions. All is 100% of them. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Hallelujah. What an awesome, wonderful, merciful, holy God we see. You know, you wonder, I've often wondered about this, how it is that the so-called Calvinists and the Arminians could ever have had an argument if they read and understood Ezekiel chapter 18 by the Holy Ghost. It's so clear. It is so simple. You have to have somebody help you not understand this. And the pulpits today, sadly, are filled with people who twist this, who say God didn't mean what he said. That's what they're doing. Liars for hire. Tell the people what they want to hear. Take their money, make them feel good on the way to hell. Sad. Really is sad. We just finished chapter 18 of Ezekiel. And if you don't take another thing out of this today, take this with you for sure. That one chapter is the best nuke of the biggest doctrine of devils that will send more people and have more people end up in hell than any other false doctrine of devils that there is. The once saved, always saved doctrine. Now that doctrine sells very well. Everybody wants to believe it. I want to believe it too. It's just not true. And the best proof in a single chapter of how it is not what God said you have in Ezekiel 18. So if you know somebody who believes in once saved, always saved, take them to Ezekiel 18. Now, just so you know, let me give you a short list of other things God said. You know, there's people that say, well, that's Old Testament. I'm New Testament. So I'll give you just a short list of things that God said that refutes that doctrine of devils. Amen. It's all the Word of God in it. Praise God. It's good to know God said so in context, in plain English, in the God-promised, perfect and only Holy Bible. It's good to know that. It is wonderful to know that we have the Word of God, that we have the Word of God. That's a wonderful thing to know. That's a very important thing for a saint to know in these days of strong delusion. But let me give you a short list of the things that God has said which proved the once saved, always saved doctrine is a doctrine of devils. Habakkuk. You like the Old Testament? Habakkuk. 2:4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. Okay, New Testament. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if, did you hear that? If, Habakkuk, yeah. Did I say something else? Big message, yes. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no fruit on the vine, though the blossoms fail, the produce of the olive fail, though there be no herd in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Now the just shall live by faith. But if, don't run that if stop sign. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Jude, verse 5 and 6. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Zephaniah 1:6. And them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him. Hebrews chapter 3. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice. Isn't it amazing how few will hear in such a time as this? They'd rather play with a bunch of religious spirit tinker toys. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Okay. Praise the Lord. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses of how much sorer punishment. Suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. God said that to Moses. Moses passed the test. Glory to God. They provoked him and provoked him, and he had such meekness, meek above all men. The Lord will not spare him, but the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. For it's impossible. Do you hear this? This is frightening. This will help you know the terror of the Lord. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Listen, it's impossible. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucified in themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses of how much sorer punishment. Suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let me alone, he said. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Lord will not spare him, but the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. God said so. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousnesses shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. God said so. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge and give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. God said so. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of the people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. God said so. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. God said so. Again, when the righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. And that's why we have to say these things, whether people want to hear them or they don't want to hear them. We don't have any choice, brethren. These things must be said. These things must be understood now in this time. Therefore, thou, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. God said so. And he's talking about the second death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God said so. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We need to pray for one another, brethren. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Wherefore, my beloved, be loved. Never, never, ever doubt the love of God, child of God. Wherefore, my beloved, be loved. As you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. This one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. But I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, there were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye. Don't murmur, child of God, praise God, even if it's a sacrifice. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Wherefore let him think that thinketh he standeth. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Wow. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And the Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. If, what a big word, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them and will make of thee a greater nation and a mightier than they. Moses passed the test, didn't he? Hallelujah. For now we live, if we stand fast in the Lord. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. Oh, there's more. And I do hope you always look at that word, if, like it's a big stop sign. God is a conditional God. He's a covenant-keeping God. God will not violate the sovereignty of human will. God does not turn us into robots when we come to repentance and get saved. Even the prodigal son was free to leave the father. Nobody could take the son out of the father's hand, but that son was free to walk. And the father testified that his prodigal son was lost, that his son was dead. Until he returned, he repented. The way is the way of repentance, and it's a very narrow way. It's impossible. It is so supernatural. Only by receiving the grace of God can any human being do it. It's not a bad word. It's not something you say to somebody you don't like. The way is the way of repentance, and it's a very narrow way. And repentance is found. It's the evidence of finding the grace of God when God gives us the ability to change when we're confronted with the truth. And without that work of the Spirit of truth, we'll continue to believe what we want to believe. And who wouldn't want to believe once saved, always saved? And today there are many false doctrines. And we're in the midst of strong delusion. This is a sign of the times in which we live. Yeshua told us that false teachers would fill the pulpits and the airwaves in the last days. Paul said they would heap to themselves these false teachers having itching ears who would tell them what they want to hear. We are in the midst of such a worldwide famine for hearing the word of God. Yeshua said that it would be as it was in the days of Noah. Paul said there would be a great apostasia. And most of the false teachers of pre-trib Lalaland call that apostasia the rapture. Well, you don't have to be a Greek scholar to see that apostasia is a whole lot more like apostasy than rapture. We are in the middle of the great falling away, the great apostasy, the great departure from the truth, the great departure from the faith. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned. God's going to do this. Child of God, this is fearful stuff, but it's truth. We've got to have ears to hear. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And see, that's what it's all about. There are so many people running around and have more interest in getting a hold of some feel-good religious spirit tinker toy than they are finding out what God said about us in this time. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.